You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Sorry, just found out my kid has an orthodontic appointment. I'll see if we can make it. Sorry, guys. I tell you, these orthodontic appointments, I can't believe I forget. Here I am being a doctor complaining and griping that people forget their appointments with me. And meanwhile, here I am forgetting that my kid has an orthodontic appointment. All right, let you know. I apologize, guys, for doing this. Sometimes I think my breaks are just long enough for me to get my business done, and then all of a sudden the fiber kicks in, and I use the whole break in the potty. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I tell you, I hear you guys when you complain about orthodontics and the price of getting braces and all that. See, luckily for me, I never needed braces. My teeth came in beautifully. I don't get that. Maybe it's because my mouth was so big. I remember when I was little, I had a huge gap in between my teeth, and then one tooth moved one way, another tooth later moved another way, and then they both decided to meet in the middle, and all my teeth came in beautifully without my never needing braces. Yet my kids, teeth coming in here and there and an extra row of teeth, and I don't know what the hell they did to their mouth. And, you know, people go, well, it was your breast when you breastfed them. I'm like, what? There is nothing choppy or chisely about my breast when I breastfed them. So I don't really get it. Now, my mom didn't breastfeed me. Yes, you're going to listen to this. No, she didn't. I think she just bottle fed. That was back in the early 70s when, you know, women were starting to work and they were like, oh, great, I don't have to have the kid glued to the breast. And she didn't like it, so I was bottle fed. Maybe that's why my teeth was fine. But with my kids, oh, no, I shoved it in there and I tried to feed them. But I didn't do it for that long because I just didn't make enough milk, you know. And, no, I didn't drink. No, no. The alcohol dried up the breast. No, it didn't. Okay, I'm a good girl. And so, interesting. I don't know why some kids have more teeth issues than others in terms of orthodontic work. You know, my husband too, you know, because I was going to blame genetics. I blame everything on my husband and his mother. Why not? You know, I mean, there's nothing happens in my family except, of course, cancer and heart disease and maybe some psychiatric issues every now and then. But when it comes to the teeth, we got good teeth. But my husband does too. So I don't know how the hell my kids start to have these weird looking teeth. Now, part of me thought, well, just leave it alone. Just leave the teeth alone. My teeth had looked funny originally, and then everything came out fine. But then we were told that my kid had to have teeth pulled, that his mouth wasn't big enough for the teeth to come in. Now, do any of you see the irony in that? My kid doesn't have a big enough mouth. Both of them. Both of them. One is about to get teeth extracted. The other one, we had to extract teeth because his mouth wasn't big enough. I don't get that. They came from me. We didn't switch them in the hospital. I don't get that, but they do. Interesting. Eyeballs don't really change size. Isn't that funny? Eyeballs don't really change size as you grow, right? But the jaw does and the mouth does and, you know, so. But anyway, yeah, I guess we'll have to put the next payment on the credit card. I know. Our poor credit cards. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did many of you enjoy the State of the Union addresses? I did. You know why I enjoy these State of the Union addresses or these debates? Is because I see what you guys write on Facebook and what you write on Twitter. And we answer each other back and it's fun. I had a hell of a time yesterday. Poor Boehner, he looked like he was miserable. He didn't look comfortable. I don't understand why some people were clapping and stuff when, you know, President Obama was talking about mapping the human genome. I don't think many of them even understood what the hell mapping the human genome was. But, you know, some people kept standing up every time President Obama said something. A couple people forgot to give him a standing ovation. They missed it there. I would flip back between NBC and CNN and Fox News had the meter on the bottom. Remember, you saw the meter, positive. I guess people would push something positive if it was positive, negative if they felt negative, and it was just negative the whole night. And so that was kind of good for a giggle. Biden was reading something. Biden was busy. He had his reading glasses on and he was reading something. Now, I don't know if everybody gets a copy of the speech or if he was doing a Mad Lib. I'm not too sure, but he looked like he was kind of busy. And, you know, for the most part, I don't think he talked about health care. You know, there was the immigration reform. He wants to raise the minimum wage. We talked about that in the previous hour, raising minimum wage nationally to $9, whereas right now the states figure it out themselves based on their cost of living. I guess Georgia's minimum wage is $5.15. Seattle or Washington State is at $9.19. Most states are below the $9 an hour, so you wonder if we all have to raise the minimum wage. Is that going to slow job growth? And, you know, there was a lot of punches towards Congress. And it's interesting. Of course, the liberal media was ripping on Marco Rubio and him trying to reach for a glass of water. If that's all they could rip on and do, I mean, it's ridiculous. But, either way, it's always, kind of interesting. Stock market fell. From what I understand, it's down today. Usually, as business is never really happy after the president speaks, especially a Democratic president, so we're not shocked there. I don't think it's horribly down. By the time you guys listen to this, I mean, we're live right now. It's 11 minutes past the hour, but we'll keep you posted. But, I really didn't expect much. I didn't expect an inspiring speech. It sounds like it's going to be more of the same. And just looks like possibly now some more job slowing. And, Obama's got to stop promising people things while, without economically finding the practicality of it. Raising minimum wage is a very nice thing to do. It's a very sweet thing to do. I'm sure people are applauding him for it. But what are companies who have many workers at $7.25 an hour supposed to do when they raise it to $9 an hour? Are they going to fire people? Are we going to see mass layoffs? Okay, you're promising health care, you're promising all these entitlements, you're promising all this government spending, you're promising minimum wage, you're promising states are going to come out of pocket more. And just nobody seems to have any economic sense before throwing that out there. So I am a little nervous. I should probably say the State of the Union not only amused me, but it kind of made me nervous. All right, guys, don't go away. Some medical news coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guarantee Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's my one regret. I never learned how to play guitar. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know some of you are like, well, whew, we have to listen to her sing. We'd have to listen to her play guitar. Maybe, maybe not. Okay, but I will. It's on my bucket list. I'm going to learn to play guitar. Play the guitar on the MTV. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for not firing me, and a big thanks to Don for also not quitting when he was assigned to work with my show. Big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. All right, so the big news of the day was, why are surgery costs so different depending on the hospital? Okay? They say a hip replacement, for example, can vary from $11,000 to $125,000 depending on the hospital. Now, research at the University of Iowa made results public this week and sought to find out what the total cost doctor hospital of a procedure would be. and the team wanted to know, find out how much variance there was in costs, as well as what percentage of hospitals could or would provide an estimate for the same common procedure, like a hip replacement. The team contacted 2 hospitals in each state and 20 hospitals that specialize in orthopedic procedures. Of those they surveyed, only 16% could immediately provide a complete price, including doctor's fees, hospital costs for the procedure. So only 16% could tell you what it was going to cost. 47% of the hospitals came up with a figure only after healthcare providers were separately contacted, meaning it depended on the provider. This was according to NBC News, and the study was published in the Journal of American Medical Association. Hospitals, they say, still have a long way to go to provide total transparency in pricing. It was surprising. We either didn't get the information or it was extremely difficult to get. Well, I could answer that for you. All right. I mean, if somebody called my office and said, how much would it cost to see Dr. Dahlia for a sore throat? Okay. Cash price I could give them. All right. Insurance wise, I have no idea. I have no idea what your portion is. I mean, unless we specifically call the insurance, which is what hospitals will do. If you are about to have a surgery, you go in and pre-register to the hospital. They look up your insurance. They send it to the insurance. And then the insurance will say, well, what's going to happen is we're going to write off this much. You'll get this. And the patient is going to have to pay this much out of pocket. So unless somebody individually goes through that work for each and every patient, you're going to get an answer of I don't know. But do you see how this article was slanted against the hospital or the doctor? It's the hospital's fault. Why is it the hospital's fault? If you have Blue Cross Blue Shield versus Aetna versus United versus a local union, how the hell are we supposed to give you a price? Insurance companies write off whatever the hell they want. And that's not systematic or consistent. So we can't tell you what something is. Now, we can tell you what cash prices are, right? But again, it also depends on sliding scale. You know, many doctors' offices and hospitals and clinics that see underserved patients, they don't give prices because they don't want people coming in saying, oh, I have no insurance, just charge me X, Y, and Z. So what they do is they work with the finances, they come up with a sliding scale, and then they'll take whatever loss they have to take. You aren't really going to see companies take the loss up front if they don't have to. So you're going to see a lot in the media on how doctors and hospitals need to get their acts together, but you forget it's insurance dominating the system. So if you do a hip replacement, okay, there's a code for it. Now, what if the doctor decides in the middle of surgery you need something extra? Okay, what if the anesthesia time is longer? Now, I don't know much about billing anesthesia, but the way it used to be, like let's say oxygen, etc., you would bill for oxygen at 15-minute increments. So you would, let's say, if I had to administer oxygen for 30 minutes, there was a different code than administering oxygen for 15 minutes. Okay, I don't know much about anesthesia. All right, I don't know much about that, but depending on the length of time of the anesthesia or the length of time of the use of the equipment, etc., that could also possibly change the price. What if while he does a hip replacement, there's something in there and he needs to do a biopsy, the doctor? So that's why when, you know, you can't just say, okay, I'm going in for an appendix, throw a number on that. What if the doctor going in to take out an appendix sees a tumor on the ovary, decides to take a very little tiny sample? He won't remove the ovary, won't remove it, but he decides to take a little sample. Well, now there's biopsy costs. All right, just like colonoscopy. If you get a colonoscopy done, okay, there may be a charge for a colonoscopy, but what if you have 5 polyps removed instead of 3? What if there's a polyp that actually looks cancerous and he's able to take the whole thing out right then and there? So, of course, the hospitals and doctors need that leeway. If not, if they're only going to get paid a set finite amount, then they're going to have to close you up and make a whole different visit and a whole different, you know. When I had my tumor on my ovary, the doctor had told me, look, I have no idea if it's cancerous. When we take it out, we're going to do we're going to have the pathologist on standby to take a peek. If he sees cancerous cells, are you comfortable with us doing a hysterectomy? So what we did is and I didn't have my kids yet, so we kind of made a plan. I said, look, go out, keep me under, and talk to my husband. Let him know what he thinks. Maybe just remove the one ovary. I don't know. So we had no idea what we would be looking at going in. Now, one of you may say, Dr. Dolly, I'll hold the phone. We're talking about 11,000 versus 125,000. You can't blame that on the insurance. No, but it's a part of it. And again, I'm not blaming the insurance. What I'm doing is trying to not blame the doctors in the hospital if they have no idea what they're going to get paid by the insurance company. Let's say the insurance company thought you met your deductible. Then they find out, no, you didn't meet your deductible because that previous doctor's visit or that previous surgery wasn't allowed. Now you have deductible. And so it's a very volatile, liquid, I can't think of the word I want to use, but it's a very fluid type of subject. And so there's no way to do a fixed price. Now, the reason why there's all this research into it is because as medicine becomes socialized in our country, and I don't think there's anything we could do to stop it, which is sad, as medicine becomes socialized, they're going to come up with fixed prices. Already, the government wants to say, look, if you have pneumonia, this is all we're paying your doctors and your hospital. So now the doctors in the hospital have to divvy up the small payment. Well, that's going to hurt you because let's say you don't think you're better. How quickly are you going to be able to get into the visit if the doctor's seeing you for free? Now, we doctors do see people for free. All right. I don't want to say we're greedy, but what if you have to go back to the hospital? Are they going to get paid? And if they aren't going to get paid, you know, is your care going to change? And so I'm a little nervous about a study like this coming out. Now, you know, would it help lower costs if there was an amount and everybody was, there was just a finite amount? Yeah, it probably could. It probably could lower costs. But this finite amount, some people may be paying more. You realize that. Some of you guys have insurance that pays the whole thing off. Some of you don't. So if that doctor does not get the amount that they are promised they're going to get from the government, and insurance only pays a measly grand, and you and the hospital is supposed to get $2,500 for a procedure, who do you think is going to have to come out with that $2,500? I mean, the whole system would have to be revamped. You know, but the one thing, though, that this study does bring out is there's no consistency. For example, you'll see these sting operations where a patient will call up a doctor's office and say, hi, I have Medicaid. Can you get me in? And the doctor's office is like, no, I'm sorry. We don't have any openings for 2 weeks. Different patient calls up an hour later saying, hi, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield. Oh, come on in. So, you know, we already know that because of insurance companies, there's a lot of inconsistencies. It shouldn't be that way, but that's just what happens. Okay? You know, I mean, again, medicine is a business. A doctor does no good for any of their other patients if they can't keep their doors open living on only one type of insurance. They need some of these other private payers to keep their head above water. It's a very crappy situation, which is why a lot of doctors are very nervous about the government taking over healthcare, because you won't be able to survive. Now, let's say they cut doctors' costs. Let's say malpractice could be cheaper. Oh, that would be nice, but nobody's talking about that. Let's say our supplies could be cheaper. Why am I paying $6 for a box of gloves when only a few years ago it was $2? Why? Nobody's doing anything about that. Yet, they're trying to decrease what doctors are getting paid. All right? Well, the patients are going to be ending up paying for this. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. I'm the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to XM Satellite. Big thanks to Talk Superstation and all our affiliates out there. Glad to have you guys. Now, I talk about exercise at work and how, there are many things you could kind of do at work to, you know, work your muscles, et cetera. We know that when you sit for long hours at work, it puts you at risk for heart disease and stroke and even colon cancer. And so one of the things I've done, I don't do this at work because I don't really sit at work. I'm always up and down, back of my computer, back in a patient room, et cetera. But when I do my radio show, it's 3 hours. So what I did is I took away my office chair and I put in one of those big stability balls, one of those big exercise balls. Well, the American Council on Exercise actually came out today saying this really may be a good part of your exercise routine. And for those of you that do, and the ball I got was the biggest one they had, and it actually brings me up to table level. I was afraid that I couldn't use it or we would have to figure out how to shorten the table, etc. It brings me right at the level I need to. Maybe it could be a little higher, but I don't do that much typing, so I want to make sure I don't get any shoulder injuries. But for the most part, for 3 hours a day, I am working my abdominal muscles, back muscles, and the American Council of Exercise recommends using these stability balls. They say it could strengthen the core muscles in the abdomen and back. It could improve balance and strength between abdominal and lower back muscles. It could improve posture, improve balance, and create a stronger core that better supports your body during activity. I love it because any little muscle work you could do increases your metabolism. It increases the calories you could burn. And I think as we age, we start to lose muscle. And sometimes, you know, some of the radio engineers will tell me, Dolly, it sounds like you're moving back and forth. Stop it. And I am. While I'm sitting on the ball, not so much to balance, I'm just kind of rolling back and forth. I just got to be careful that my head doesn't go all the way back here, and then I'm back here, and then I'm all the way back here, and then I'm back here. So I got to be careful of that with the microphone. But for the most part, you know, you don't realize that you're moving. We need to move. You know, in the olden days when you were working in a factory, you were moving. Now, it was really hard to be on your feet for 8, 12, 14, 16 hours a day, but you would move. Many people sitting, they would still be moving and sewing and working with dyes and the variety of other things you would do with factories. With us, our typing on a keyboard, not enough exercise. So if there's anything you could do in the office to move the ball over, and I don't think it decreases the professionalism of it. First of all, many times, you know, you're in an office setting where customers don't see you. Second, I think we're starting to get in vogue with being on exercise balls and exercising. So if you're behind the counter and you're sitting there on an exercise ball, I think that would actually be endearing to that. I think the customer would go, that's pretty cool, right? Now, keep in mind, if you're in a skirt, all bets off. I mean, luckily I wear scrubs. So when you sit on these balls, your legs are apart by about 2.5 feet. Okay, so I couldn't do this in a skirt by any means. And, you know, if you are at a desk with a chair, I can understand. You come in, you see a pretty, you know, secretary there, legs crossed in a skirt, etc. me, I just do better with pants. I just do. And so I luckily don't share and stone anybody. But it's just something to think about, guys. I know many of you are truck drivers out there, but if you do have the ability to swap your exercise chair, even if it's during lunch, just to be kind of work some of your core muscles back, I strongly urge you to do it. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, an article's come out, a study's come out saying if you send children to music classes from age 7, it enhances their motor skills. They say brain scans have revealed enhanced white matter in the corpus callosum, which basically connects your right brain and the left brain, in people, in these kids that actually do play an instrument. Research shows that it actually will speed the development of your motor skills. There's a special window of learning, they say, between ages 6 and 8, when musical training interacts with motor development, producing long-term changes in the brain. They say learning to play an instrument requires coordination between hands and with visual and auditory stimuli. This is according to lead researcher Virginia Penhune, professor of psychology at Concordia University of Montreal, Canada. They say the younger a musician started, the better the connectivity. You know, this is why, you know, we always, recommend teaching a kid when they're young, because they could learn more. They could pick it up. They say practicing an instrument before age 7 likely boosts the normal maturation of connections between motor and sensory regions of the brain, creating a framework upon which ongoing training can build. I took piano lessons, but nothing steady. You know, my kids did piano, hated it, so we didn't stick with it. One of them wants to play guitar because he wants to be a rock star and get the babes. That's what he said. So I'd like to teach him guitar, but I wish he had other aspirations. Okay, because I'm not going to teach him guitar to get babes. Okay, the only woman in his life right now, being 10 years old, is his mama. Okay, he doesn't need the babes for many, many years. In the study, the brains of 36 musicians, all of whom had played for around the same number of years, were monitored as they carried out non-musical tests of their motor skills. Participants had been split into two groups, those who started playing before age 7, those who started to play an instrument later in life. The findings were then compared with test results from those who really didn't have any musical training. Musicians who began before the age 7 showed more accurate timing, even after 2 days of practice, than the rival musicians that started later or the untrained test subjects. They then scanned their brains and looked at and found enhanced white matter in the corpus callosum, which are the nerve fibers that connect the right and left part of the brain. Now, the brain scans show no difference between the non-musicians and the musicians who started later in life, meaning musicians had to start early. Now, this is being published in the Journal of Neuroscience. It's pretty cool stuff, you know. I know many of us go, well, damn, we blew it with our kids, we blew it with ourselves, what do we do? You can still learn an instrument, just your corpus callosum may be a little tinier. That's all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say teens are now sleep texting, where they're answering messages even when they aren't awake. Now, I used to do that. I used to have conversations with the nurse in the ward completely half asleep and not even have any recollection of doing it. If I got woken up in my sleep, I would have a conversation and not even know I talked to the person. Well, I guess now this is happening with sleep texting. According to a study by nursing professor Elizabeth Dowdell of Villanova University, it's called sleep texting, and it involves youths firing off text messages while being half asleep. This is from Mail Online. So basically, it'll beep and they'll answer the text. These kids cannot have their phones next to them because they're being woken up in the middle of the night by these texts. Sexting, Facebook updates, etc. So if drowsy teens, rather than sleepwalking, are texting, well, then what could they be texting? Now, somebody like, it's only a text, who cares? Well, I don't know. I mean, what if it's a boy asking them to do something that you probably wouldn't want them to do until they were married, and in their text sleep, they're like, oh, I don't know, sure, fine. So after school is fine, yeah, fine, whatever. And they go back to sleep. All right. You know, it is. My recommendation is the kids really should not be having any phones, computers next to their bed. They don't need the lights and the LED screen flashing at them. They don't need the interruptions. We need full uninterrupted sleep. We've talked about the sleep cycles and how important they are. And it just blows my mind that, you know, these kids are losing sleep as they go. And, no one really seems to, lay down the law. You know, if I took my phone away from my kid, he would act like it was capital punishment. Okay? Meanwhile, we're just, breeding a youth that's not sleeping well, not doing as well in school, and now possibly talking to each other in their sleep. That's just something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Oh.
right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time every day, plus Saturday, 10 a.m. Very rarely I go out of town or I have to give a talk or do some filming. I apologize if we ever do have a rerun, but we've been doing pretty good. I don't usually like to take time off. I'm not a slacker. But thank you all for being so diligent and listening to the podcast. You can always get to the podcast on my website at drdahlia.com, or you can go to gcnlive.com. GCN Live has a lot of awesome other shows, so after you listen to mine, take a listen to Alex Jones, Free Talk Live, Doug Steffen, everybody else that's on there is absolutely phenomenal. I can't even tell you who to listen to. Jason Lewis. Now, we also have an iPhone app that's free and a Droid app that's free, so download those apps. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show any time. Now, it was pretty scary yesterday when we were watching the shootout between cops and the ex-cop, Christopher Dorner. Now, we believe he was in this fiery standoff. They would never say it was him. Remember, the media has to now be very, very careful with what they say. So they kept saying, we believe it was him. And apparently, he was holed up in a snow-covered cabin in the California mountains. I believe it was near Big Bear. But they said he was actually just steps from where police had set up a command post and had held a press conference during the five-day manhunt. So he was right there. So the cops, I mean, I got to head to the cops. These guys are good. To be able to be steps away from where he was hiding out. Now, they believe that in the gunfire and in the fire, somebody had possibly lit the cabin on fire. And the cabin he was in went up in flames, and now they have a charred remains of a body that they believe to be Dorner. Of course, when LAPD was speaking this morning, they wouldn't conclude that it was him. They did said it's another investigation. They canceled this afternoon's press conference, so we'll probably not know for another day or two, if even that. But they say police are working to officially identify the body. Now, Dorner, 33 years old, had shot police chief's daughter and fiance, had shot multiple officers. We believe one officer died in the exchange of gunfire yesterday, as well as one is in critical condition. I had a big problem with one of the liberal medias. They apparently had an interview, or they had some footage and audio of the, you know, police in the middle of the gunfight cussing and saying, you know, light the cabin up, you know, basically, you know, using expletives. And I guess they were interviewing an ex-FBI agent who said that was unprofessional, and I don't really get why that would even be a subject. The cops had to do their jobs. Their lives were on the line. Future lives were on the line. This guy carjacked and killed innocent people and cops, etc. And they're now criticizing the cops for using expletives and wanting to burn down the cabin he was in. I don't really get that. I don't understand what kind of a world we're coming to. But anyway, hundreds of cops have been scouring the mountains near Big Bear, which is a resort area in Southern California. It's exquisite. And this has been going on since last Thursday. They used bloodhounds, thermal imaging technology mounted to helicopters, and the search for Dorner, kind of 24 type stuff. Really cool. Kiefer Sutherland would have been all over this one. Former police officer and Navy marksman was being hunted as a suspect who had killed a cop and a cop's daughter and had issued a manifesto declaring he was on revenge and pledged to kill dozens of cops and their family members. Now, we had thought that maybe Dorner was going to leave and maybe come to Las Vegas, and the Vegas cops were ready for him, or go to Mexico. I guess somebody had thought they saw him in a Tijuana motel, but apparently, no, it never left the area. He had hid out in an unoccupied cabin just steps away where the cops had their command center. Apparently, two women arrived with a man. Oh, arrived to find a man matching his description. He took the women hostage, tying them up and stealing the car. At 12:20, one of the women broke free. Dorner crashed that car and hijacked a pickup truck. I don't know whatever happened to the other hostage. They say, I saw some movement in the trees, and it was Christopher Dorner as he came out onto the road out of the snow. He was dressed in all camouflage, had a big assault sniper-type rifle, and had a vest on, like a ballistics vest. He was dressed up to do some damage, it looked like. I don't want to hurt you, he said. Just get out and start walking up the road and take your dog with you. This is what he told Rick Heltebrink, the pickup driver's car that he hijacked. Luckily, this guy was able to make it out alive. Dorner then took off into the woods on foot, where sheriff's deputies pursued him to a rental cabin in which he barricaded himself and began firing. Two deputies were wounded in the firefight and airlifted to a nearby hospital. One had died. The second, they say, is a non-life-threatening injuries, but I heard this morning one of them was in critical condition. So we had seen the firefight over, I believe it was like the next few hours. SWAT teams, tanks came in, firing tear gas, etc. Nobody ever entered the building. They did hear a single gunshot go off from inside the cabin as they began to see smoke and fire. Later they heard the sound of more gunshots, sound of ammunition being ignited by the heat of the blaze. Now, he is accused of killing four people, including the deputy shot on Tuesday, which occurred yesterday. Last Thursday, he allegedly gunned down Riverside police officer Michael Crane, who had been laid to rest today. So, hopefully this is over. We're all waiting to find out if this is Christopher Dorner. My guess is it is, because the mayor had said something to that effect on CNN, as well as the mayor of Los Angeles, as well as the police chief had said that they were kind of going back to resuming normal patrol duties. Well, you know, as opposed to being in that defensive position that they had to be for so many days. But crazy stuff, just crazy. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We were talking about prostate cancer earlier today and how a study had come out saying maybe men who are being treated for prostate cancer really don't need to be treated for 36 months. And maybe they could just get by with only 18 months of treatment. Shorter treatment, less unpleasant side effects. Now, Dr. Bruce Roth gets credit. He's a prostate cancer specialist at Washington University in St. Louis. He said 3 years of hormonal therapy was actually a randomly picked treatment. There was really not a lot of science, I guess, behind that number. Oh, I'm sorry. He wasn't involved in a study, but he moderated a news conference for the Genital Urinary Cancer Symposium that's actually, I believe, going to take place starting Thursday. So I guess when you have prostate cancer, testosterone fuels the prostate cancer, just like some breast cancers are fueled by estrogen. So women will go on estrogen blockers, men will go on testosterone blockers. And when they block the testosterone, it's a form of chemical castration. And what ends up happening is men have hot flashes, loss of sex drive, fatigue, weakening of bones and muscles, and they just really lose their mojo. It's quite miserable. And up until now, it's been about a 3-year therapy regimen for many people. So the study looked at 630 patients with localized but high-risk prostate cancer. So we're not talking about metastatic. We're talking about high-risk prostate cancer that was treated with radiation therapy and hormone therapy. Okay? Now, this is a small portion of the 240,000 cases of prostate cancer diagnosed, but, it's still a valid study. After following these men up for 6.5 years, 77% of the men who had the full 3 years of therapy were still alive, and 76.2% of the men who had the 18-month therapy were still alive. So if, even though there was a little bit of a difference between, you know, the percentages, it wasn't statistically significant. Meaning, whether you get the 18 months or the 36 months, the life expectancy would still be the same. Now, they say death rate specifically from prostate cancer also was the same even after 10 years. So they looked at the 6.5 years and then at 10 years. So they said there were no differences with PSA markers rising, the spread of cancer to the bones, etc. So even though this was a small number, 630 people, this is a fascinating study in that does less treatment do the trick? You know, I love the idea of you taking the least dose amount of any medication or any treatment that does the trick. But then again, we also don't want to under-treat to save money, etc. All right, guys, got a great show tomorrow planned, so please tune in tomorrow. And today, be safe.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.